Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rise today and be glad in it. I want to bring to your attention Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. On this rise at sunrise day at 5:31 a.m., it says, if we decide to continue sinning after we have learned the truth, then there is no other sacrifice that will take away sin. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of His holy word. As we look at the moon phase for today, we're still in waxing crescent phase, where the moon is 34% closer to the sun. The title I want to give you today is Oil and Vinegar. And on this waxing crescent moon phase, it is significant today because it signifies growth and new beginnings. Don't turn away from God's Son, Jesus. The raiments that you have in your life are still there. After you've called yourself moving on, those raiments reflect that you haven't moved on. You're fooling yourself, and you are delusional in causing salvation complications. Salvation has been offered to you. However, you complicate your own salvation with holding on to raiments of unsaved life. So today, as we rise, let's lift the burden of holding on to those raiments. Hebrews 10, verse 26 is a scripture that can be applied to the unbelievers who reject the gospel of grace and the salvation offered by Jesus Christ. The verse describes someone who has knowledge of God's blessings, but you reject them, which is considered a willful sin and an insult to the spirit of grace. The verse also states that if someone continues to reject God's or Jesus' sacrifice, there is no longer a sacrifice for their sins. Spiritually, during this moon crescent moon phase, growth and new beginnings is where we are. The crescent moon represents a transition from the darkness to light and from the emptiness to fullness, symbolizing the start of a new cycle. So today, be intentional and full of hope. The waxing crescent moon can be a time to set intentions and send hopes and desires into the world. Today, let's be about introspection and self-improvement. This can be a time of introspection, commitment to personal goals, and working on self-improvement. Today, it's about empowerment and positivity, encouraging you to be positive and full of faith and inspire yourself and act boldly on that, recharging yourself and prepare for the positive things to come. So, do you have a question about the grace, the gospel of grace? Well, can believers, that is you, who want to hold on to raiments, such as your shacking steel, still keeping spiritually dirty houses, potty inner spirits, having affairs. In other words, sin willfully and lose your salvation. Yes! And can today be applied to unbelievers who hear the truth of the gospel of grace and with open eyes turn their backs on our Lord Jesus and the salvation that he freely offers to you? Just imagine, God offers his salvation and all of his blessing in his hands to someone who, having knowledge of the magnitude of these blessings, slaps his hands away. That is what it means to sin willfully today and insult the Spirit of grace. And for such a person, as long as he or she keeps rejecting Jesus' perfect sacrifice and finished work, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for his sins. He has rejected the only sacrifice God accepts. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 in particular, is addressing Jewish non-believers who had heard preaching on Jesus being their Messiah, but who were still going back to the temple to offer animal sacrifices. See, God may bring you full circle to remind you who he is, set you back on the right path to teach you something new and measure how far you've come. Let's not complicate this salvation grace and mercy with holding on to unsalvation raiments. When God promises to bring the people of Egypt out of Egypt and have them return to Mount Sinai to worship him, that's you and me too. So today, let us pray. Like oil and vinegar, I will pour vinegar first. That will pour it out. That is the acid and whatever's troubling me and whatever hurts me, whatever is harsh and jangling my nerves or spirit. I pour that out first. Like balsamic vinegar, the imagery is even more clear. Those dark spots of vinegar are easy to spot. They are drastically different from the beautiful golden hue of the oil that pours out easily. God smooths and removes raiments so that I cannot be the bag lady carrying large trash bags of transgenerational emotional baggage that disrupts my ability to regulate my total being. So rise today, my brothers and sisters. Hear the word. Speak the word. Accept the word. Trust the word. Embrace the word. And let us sunset at 8:27 p.m. To God be the glory. Ogunafa Oluwa Amajdi La Ravi Selah. And until next time, with God's grace and mercies, and may it be upon you today.